at that time on the program when it kind of reminds me of an old man that lives close to Nacogdoches at what they call Needmore, Texas. That old man does everything but a clock. And he ain't got just an ordinary clock. He has a genuine imported from the Black Forest of Germany, highest price cuckoo clock out of the catalog. He ordered it from Roebuck, and it is a beautiful clock. I've saw it. When that thing strikes, you know that cuckoo comes out and cuckoos the hour, and angels fly around the top of the clock, and gongs hit and little bells ring. And people come for 15 or 20 miles just see that thing strike 12. It's good entertainment in a small community there. And that old man does everything by that clock. When that thing cuckoos 5 in the morning, he gets up. And when it cuckoos 6, the old lady better have some breakfast on the table. When it cuckoos 7, he's out to work. Cuckoos 12, he's in for dinner. At lunch business, he's in for dinner. That lunch business ain't got this far south at it, but at 12 o'clock he eats dinner. When it cuckoos 6, he eats supper. When it cuckoos 9, he goes to bed. One night last weekend, the old lady's laying there in the feather bed, and that thing commenced cuckooing. Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo. He counted them. He got up 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 19, 26. The fool bird finally cuckooed 38. Old man nudged the old woman like to knock her out of the bed. He says, "Ma, get up quick. It's later than it ever has been." But I'll tell you one thing, folks. You better listen to country folks. People that live close to the ground, close to the earth, they got some pretty good horse sense. We had a highway patrol man over there in Nacogdoches. He had heard that the boys had been drag racing out on one of the country roads. He decided he better get out there and stop that racing on them roads. He got in his black and white patrol car, and he drove out on this country road, turned off the concrete, got about 7 or 8 miles back in the country there on this windy, hilly country road. He was driving along there slow, and here come an old country boy walking up the bar ditch there at the side of the road, just walking up the road. And as this highway patrolman drove by, this country boy pointed over there to him and hollered at him. He said, "Pig!" This highway patrolman stuck his head out the window and said, "Hayseed!" Went around a curve there in the road and run over a 600-pound hog out in the road. So whenever these country boys say something to you, you better pay attention. Did any of you fly in here to the hayride tonight? Raise your hand. They was having you raise your hand where you's from. Before. Did anybody fly? Well, there's two or three back there flew in. Do y'all like to fly? I'm a bad flyer. I do a lot of it, but I don't like to fly. I'm a little bit like an old boy I grew up with over there in Nacogdoches, blame a Slim Watkins. Slim was a great big tall boy. If y'all had ever seen Slim, you'd remember him. Slim, I guess, is 6'7". If he'd have growed another inch, he'd have farted again. You've seen them kind of. Back about 1930, there's a fella flew an airplane into Nacogdoches. Now, we didn't have no airfield, but he lit out in Millard's pasture. All us boys run out from town to look at the airplane. He said he'd take anybody riding for 4 bits. Of course, didn't nobody have 50 cents. Them was Depression days. Old Slim wanted to go riding in that airplane, I believe, worse than anybody I ever saw. He's about to bust something inside of him to go airplane riding. Well, we took up a collection and we raised 50 cents. I give a nickel. I remember it just like it is yesterday. Less fortunate ones give lesser amounts. We took up Phobic and we put Slim in the front cockpit of that old open cockpit two-winged airplane. The thing taken off, and they flew Slim over Nacogdoches, which didn't take long. It come back and lit, and we all run out to the airplane and we hooked Slim out and got him on the ground. Somebody asked him, said, "Slim, how did you like your airplane ride?" He said, "Boys, I'm going to be honest about it." He said, "I still don't trust them things." He said, "The whole time we was up there," he said, "I never did put all my weight down on that thing." Folks, it's good to be with you. Have a good time at the Hayride.